In the beginning, there was the Big Bang, or God created the world in 7 days, or the world was born out of a clamshell. What's the story that you're comfortable with? We all grew up with stories about creation, about community, about life, and about God. And some of those stories that we grew out of, we also grew away from. Some we rejected because they no longer fit our worldview, or because we had begun to experience the world in a way that brought new ideas, new ways of seeing things and understanding. Likewise, many of us have changed our stories about the meaning of God over the course of our lives. God. A tiny three-letter word that carries huge stories. Heavy-rooted stories, wondrous and sometimes painful stories. A three-letter word that triggers a plethora of emotional and thoughtful responses. It's likely that you have an opinion or a feeling about the meaning of God. Right now, you might even be feeling anxious, or you might be feeling relieved that we are mentioning God in a Sunday service. And the fact that I can make that statement with some degree of confidence says a lot about this liberal religious community and the diversity of beliefs that we all hold together. And that is what I love about this faith, our diversity. I especially love that we are on a journey together towards deeper truth and meaning. You know, we affirm in our principles a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. It doesn't say that we're all going to arrive at the same truth and meaning at the same time or ever. That is the beauty of this faith. Now, if truth and meaning were a mountain, we understand that there are many paths to get up to the mountain. Living with diversity is not without its tensions, though. I think the tension for us is not so much a tension of, will you agree with me, but a tension that comes from a vulnerability of sharing something personal, something that we believe or know or understand. And I think that tension comes in part from the wondering, will you respect me if I believe or know something different from you? Will you still accept me as an equal to you? If one of us thinks God is drivel, and one of us has had meaningful experiences of God, can these two people respect the other's difference? Will you still respect me in the morning, when you find out who I really am in all my naked vulnerableness? And that is exactly the amazing intersection of human vulnerability and courage that we gather to live into together in this community. I've always thought that if a community of Unitarians can't figure out how to live together in the natural tension that comes out of diversity, then there's absolutely no hope for our world. So let's talk about God. As a child, like many of you, I first imagined God as a wise old man with a long flowing beard sitting in a big comfy chair surrounded by angels and cherubs. Then God got physical, muscled, intense, like Michelangelo's God in the Sistine Chapel. Later in my life, God for me turned into a large black woman with a deep laugh and strong hands. then God became a series of questions that had no answers. Then God became the wind when it blew through the branches of the tree. Human beings have creative minds, and so we make up stories to describe the meaning of ultimate reality. God is described by some as personal, by others impersonal, loving or judgmental, a distant or cool presence. In theism, God is the creator and sustainer of the universe. In deism, God is the creator but not the sustainer of the universe. In pantheism, God is the universe itself. In atheism, there is no such thing as God. In agnosticism, God is unknown or unknowable, a huge question mark. In Hinduism and paganism, there are many and distinctive gods with varying powers and responsibilities. Many stories. What is God for you? Like a good scientist, what was the last time you questioned your basic assumption about God? When was the last time your understanding of ultimate reality was challenged or changed? And this is a question with no right answer. Like the scientist, you can only make an assumption and then test the theory. In spiritual language, this is called living into the question. And the answers evolve. How then has science changed the story of God? Albert Einstein, father of modern physics, considered Galileo the father of modern science. Galileo, I should say God in Galileo's day in Western Europe, was created by the Catholic Church based on the Bible and political decisions. God was the source of creation, was a supreme being, a father God, and had supernatural powers over and above nature. And whether you think God is anything or nothing, we all have been shaped by that particular definition of God. Now that God description was challenged by Galileo in some part when he used his God-given curiosity and intelligence to build a telescope and observe the sky, discovering that the earth did not stand still and was the center of everything, and that the planets did not circle the earth, that in fact the earth moved around the sun contrary to what was understood to be reality from the Bible. Galileo stated, "I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who has endowed us with sense, reason, and intellect has intended us to forgo its use." And so, despite the church putting him under house arrest for most of his life, he continued to use his reason and intellect and to question and to investigate the nature of reality. The established church tried to protect its power over the interpretation of God and the nature of reality based on the Bible. And the reason that Einstein called Galileo the father of modern science was because Galileo based his conclusions on observation and experimentation, on reasoning and mathematics. Where once the church was the purveyor of all things God, and faith in God was not to be questioned, the development of the printing press meant that books that had only ever been printed by hand and only available inside the church were now available to everyone to read. So that by the time that Galileo was born, learning, knowledge, and discourse had been open to the whole of society, although greatly restricted by the church for about a century. Interesting sidebar. In the decade that Galileo was born, the 1550s, it was also the decade that Unitarianism came into being. introduction and rise of scientific inquiry and a religion that is based on reason and inquiry ushered in the next century, that age of enlightenment, so called. And I don't want to bore you with a whole lot of history, but just give you enough that you can understand that how we human beings define God is based upon what's happening in society. And the beginning of science in Galileo's time had a huge impact on the transforming understanding and definition of ultimate reality or God. Science and the understanding of God have always been intertwined because both are asking those big questions. What is the nature of reality? Where did we come from? Is there a cause and a design to reality? Is there a beginning, middle, and end to the universe? 500 years of science, 500 years of extraordinary discoveries into the nature of reality, and we come to our present age and the stories that we create about God. Our generations have looked farther and deeper than Galileo ever imagined. We have looked into the universe and seen that our solar system is part of a vast and extraordinarily beautiful universe. Our galaxy is only one of 2 trillion galaxies. And my imagination at that point kind of freezes in stunned awe as it tries to comprehend what 2 trillion galaxies could be. How big is that? We have looked inward through electron microscopes and seen a reality that our naked eye could never. We now know that the cell is full of complex relational atoms that are themselves full of proteins, neutrons, and quarks. We know that reality is far more fascinating and stunning in its intricacy than what we could ever see with our own eyes. We now know that the solidity of matter is an illusion. We know that each atom is mostly made of space, and that our not-solid bodies are not really sitting on these not-solid chairs. That matter is, in fact, mostly space and relational energy. We know that we are made, as the story earlier said, of stardust, energy, and space. And all of this thanks to the scientists. So how has this knowledge changed how we see God? With all this scientific knowledge, if fully absorbed, God too changes. Some now say that ultimate reality or God is an impulse to creation, moving through every subatomic particle in all matter, including our bodies and the chairs that we think we're sitting on. This God that animates subatomic particles is as mysterious and as challenging as any story of God has ever been. This God is inconceivably vast. This God, if it is a God that is created by our own human knowledge of reality, is both elegant, like a mathematical formula, and as incomprehensible as is all that we do not know. If God is the word we put to name ultimate reality, then this God is continually changing because the universe is continually changing. This God is both chaos and the pattern that lives within chaos. This God paints shapes in nature that are both infinitesimally small and infinitely large. This God is relational because science tells us that all particles are in relationship with all other particles, even beyond time and space. This God is both the known and the unknown. This God is the impulse to create. Not a man, not a gender, not a picture in a book, not a white beard, although one would say the beard itself is God. This is a definition of God created by curious humans, influenced by science, and in my opinion, a God of our time. Of course, there are some people who still receive meaning from the story of a white-haired old man called God, or a big mama black woman God, or a multi-limbed dancing God. And this too is good. What is important is that as we humans continue to learn new truths and meanings about this universe we live in, we continue to change our meaning and understanding of ultimate reality. What is even more important is that we live together in mutual respect for the diversity of our truths and meanings, and that we encourage each other to deepen in our spiritual journeys. Like the mountain that is science, that one climbs ever upward, questioning, seeking, searching, and that when the mountain peak is finally reached, and the vast vista of a new horizon is seen, then one humbly discovers and celebrates just how much more there is to know and understand. So too, our collective search for truth and meaning. However and whatever God is or is not for you at this time in your life, humbly know that change is inevitable. Truth and meaning is ever unfolding. New vistas, new understandings will continue to both trouble you and inspire you. Is that God calling? Something to be said? Perfect timing. So let us sit together in reflective silence and let the words settle. Let your own heart and your own mind reveal what is true for you.